Oh! Oh! Hallelujah! Oh, His presence, His presence, His presence. His presence. I declare to you today, the fog is here. You say, what's that mean? The favor of God is here. The favor of God is here. Step in, step in, step in. I'm telling you, it's only going to get more and more and more. His favor, His favor, His favor. Woo. Oh, Karababash. Oh, His favor, His favor, His favor, His favor. Has portrayed God as heartless, as untouchable. I declare to you today that God is loving. Come on. I declare to you today that God is full of His grace, His mercy. His love is in this house today. The Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, talking about Jesus. And it says these words in John 1:14. It goes on to say, and we beheld His glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Go read it. And then it goes on to say these words, full of grace and truth. That word grace, listen to me, that word grace comes from the Greek word charis. When you look at that Greek word charis, it means this which affords joy, pleasure, delight, sweetness. Oh, come on, this is the glory of God. Charm, loving kindness, goodness. And then the last explanation of that word grace is the word favor. I want to tell you, we are ending this week with the favor of the living God. His grace, His glory, His goodness, His loving kindness. That is who my God is. Psalm 145 verse 8 says, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger. And the Bible says, of great mercy. He's a merciful God. When you look at that and you see what it's all about, Verse 5 goes on and says, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth for every generation. This is who God is. I want you this morning, as we go into a time of worship in a few minutes, to know who he is. He's a loving God. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Think about those two men. We read about it in Matthew 20, the two men standing, crying out in Matthew 20. And Jesus, the Bible says, stops. Because the cries of mercy got his attention. What is the cries of mercy? His grace. His grace, his loving kindness. The Bible says, and Jesus stood still. He called them and he said, what is it that you want me to do? And they say, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. I need some of you to call out to him today, that your eyes may be opened and continually stay open to all that he's done this week and all that he's going to do. Verse 34 of that same chapter, the Bible says, and Jesus had great compassion on them. He touches their eyes. And immediately their eyes, the Bible says, opened. Now understand, what is all of this? This is the grace of God. What is the grace of God? It's his undeserved favor. It's the fog, the favor of God, his goodness. I just sense his favors coming upon you today. I sense his favors coming upon you today. Something is about to change in your life. It's an unmerited, undeserved favor. The Bible in 1 Timothy 2:4 talks about it's his desire that all men would be saved, that not one would go astray. The favor of God. When you read that word saved, and we're gonna worship, but I want you to hear this, that word saved, when you read it in that scripture, in 1 Timothy 2:4, that word saved is a word sozo. You know what that word means? It means saved. That's one of the translations that we've got. But it's so much more than just save. It defines it as keep safe and sound. It defines it as to rescue from danger or destruction. To rescue from injury or peril is another term that the Bible uses. But it also means to save those suffering from disease. It means to make well. It means to heal. It means to restore in health. I want to tell you today, the favor of God is here to save you. His goodness, his glory, his presence. Everything, when you step into who he is and you come into a place of intimacy with him, I declare today, he's going to wrap his arms around you. You're going to know what it's like to be safe and secure. You're going to know what it's like to be in his presence. And even as this week comes to an end, it's not about this week that everything that has happened is about you taking this week with you wherever you go next week. It's about going in his favor. It's about walking in divine favor of the living God. When you understand this word sozo, I want you to realize right now, as we're just standing in His presence, His favors, yeah, His presence. What do? I need to push in by faith into all that He has for me. And you know what? I want you now to visualize His sozo over you. I want you to visualize it right now. I want you to understand. I want you to put your mind's eye. I want you to see yourself. Even as you have sowed, even as you have done what you needed to do, even as those you've given, we are standing in His presence. I want you to see yourself in divine health, in divine blessing, in divine prosperity. I want you to see yourself with God Himself all over you. I'm going to say one last thing before we worship. I don't ever want you again in your whole life to ever see yourself as sick trying to get healed. Let me say this again. We have got so much word this week. Don't ever look at yourself and declare, I'm sick trying to get healed. That's not what sozo is. That's not what my Bible tells me. That's not what the Word of God tells me. It's not me sick trying to get healed. It's not me poor trying to get rich. It's not me with a need trying to find a solution. No, that's not what the Bible says. When the Bible says it's God's grace, it's His favor, it's His fog. It's His fog. When it tells me about His fog, His favor, the favor of God that's upon me, it turns that whole thing around and it says, no, hold on. You are healed. You are saved. You are whole. You are in health. You are in prosperity. You are in the fullness of the fog, the presence, the favor of God. And what we fight is an enemy trying to steal our favor. But let me tell you, he cannot steal your favor. Come on. Oh, I got news for you. Someone better get excited here. He cannot steal your favor. He cannot take away from you what God's grace has given you. He cannot come. He cannot for a moment destroy, take away, break down. Oh, somebody better get excited with me here. The favor of God is so strong on you. His presence, because you walk in the fullness of who He is. Oh. I tell you, the fog's rolling in. Come on. The favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God, the favor of God. Oh, you're going to walk. You're going to walk. I love what Pastor Oscar did a few minutes ago. You're going to walk in an assurance with that job increase, with that job position of promotion. You're going to have the favor of God. Nobody stands a chance against you getting that promotion because of the favor of God on your life. Nobody stands a chance. Oh, I see tenders right now coming to the children of God. I see contracts coming to you. Every salesman, every man of God that's believing for a new tender, a new contract, a new blessing. I tell you, I see it coming upon you now, because the fog is rolling in. He's upon you. He's within you. His grace and His presence. Woo! Why? Because He loves me. He loves me. I just know how much He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Now lift your hands. Let's love Him back. Let's love Him back right now. Oh, let's worship. Just love Him, just love Him, just love Him there. His presence, His presence, His presence.
For You are Lord.
Come on, love Him this morning.
Oh.
your voices. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him. Just lift your voices. Worship is about an attitude of the heart. Worship is about you coming before him and just pouring out your heart of love to him. His presence is here. His presence is here. Just love him. Just love him. Just love him today.
Just receive.